Archers for the week 26 to 31 December 2004.
Sid's Christmas cheer is about to be shattered.
Chance to relax a bit.
Yeah. You gave us a fantastic Christmas day, love. Thanks.
Well, I enjoyed it too.
It was great having Jamie with us, wasn't it?
Yeah. What time have you got to take him back to Kathy?
Dunno, he's on the phone to her now. I expect you want him to
get... Mum said I could stay here today.
Oh, is she
today?
Not...
You sure?
Yes.
But is she still on the phone? Does she want to speak to me?
No, she's not very well. She's gone back to bed.
Oh, poor mummy. Wow, that's nice for us, isn't it, Sid?
Yeah, it's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll just pop over there, pick up your new bike, and then we go for a ride to the park.
I haven't got my bike yet.
No, but you'll have it today, won't you?
No, maybe in the new year.
What do you mean?
Mum was too poorly to fetch it.
Oh, Jamie, that's a shame.
Oh, was she?
It's okay. She'll get it for me soon.
Well, that'll be nice. And I'm sure she's got you something else to be going on with.
I think so.
You think so?
Look, I tell you what, Jamie. You run and fetch your hat and coat, and your dad could take you out for a game of football.
Oh, cool. Do I have to wear my hat?
Yes, you do.
What the hell does she think she's playing at?
Oh, come on.
When you didn't bring any presents from her to open, I thought it was because she was saving the bike to give him today.
I'm sure she's got other presents for him.
Oh, what use that's going to be to him?
We gave him presents.
Yes, including a helmet and reflector jacket to go with the bike he hasn't got.
Well, he didn't mention it yesterday.
No, he's a very loyal little boy. She don't deserve him.
Oh, Sid, she can't help being ill.
Well, she could have rung me. I had to pick the bike up. Disappointing Jamie like this.
Well, maybe she just weren't thinking straight.
No, she wasn't. And you know why, don't you?
Look, flu can have that effect on you.
Flu? She's too busy moping over Kent and Archer, that's the truth.
Well, it must have been disappointing for her.
And what about Jamie? Lousy Christmas he's had.
Oh, come on, Sid, you know that's not true.
No thanks to her. I'm sorry, Jolene, it's just not good enough. Someone's got to bring her to her senses. For Jamie's sake.
You don't think it was too much, do you?
No, it's Christmas. Everyone always eats too much at Christmas.
Not quite everyone.
Well, I think Helen managed very well.
Yeah, she did. I'm so glad we talked it through with her first.
Well, it was fine, love.
Yes. Happy.
Where is she anyway?
She's ringing Greg's girls.
Oh, right.
Well, I hope it's not going to upset her.
No, she's very fond of them.
Yeah, I know. Oh, hi, love. Do you want a coffee? The kettle's on.
Oh, yes, thanks, Mum.
So, how are Annette and Sonia?
They're good. Yeah. They told me all about their presents in great detail.
Did they?
Well, Annette did. Sonia was being, you know, cool about Christmas.
Well, that's teenagers for you.
But they were okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they're having a really good time. It's funny, isn't it?
Well.
And I am too.
Oh, that's good to hear, love.
Yeah. I don't think it's what any of us expected, but it's been okay.
I'm sure it's what... Well, Greg would have wanted you to.
Yeah, I know. The girls asked me if I might come over and see them next year.
Did they? Well, that's nice.
And will you? Yeah. Yeah, I think I might.
Good Lord, Cathy! Look at the state of you!
I wasn't expecting visitors. I told Jamie.
At his place! Is this the best you could do for decorations?
Well, we started to put them
up. You haven't even opened your Christmas cards.
I couldn't face it.
You couldn't face it? Some of them might have been for Jamie. Did you think of that?
He found his.
And the tree! Where are the lights?
They're up in the loft. I just couldn't...
You couldn't be bothered? You just couldn't be bothered?
No. I haven't been well.
Oh, don't give me that. This is all about Kenton, isn't it?
Kenton? No.
Yes. He dumps you, and you fall to pieces.
No, really.
Can't even be bothered to make sure your child has a good Christmas.
I tried.
Oh, yes? No presents, no decorations, no lights. That your idea of trying, is it?
He was going to be with you.
Yes, he was. And if this was the way you were going to behave every time you split up with the boyfriend...
It's nothing to do with Kenton.
Well, maybe you'd better just stay with me.
Oh, well, yes. While I'm ill, that would be...
Permanently!
What?
You heard me. I mean, what kind of Christmas does this be?
No!
What kind of a mother does that to a child?
You can't do that! You can't take Jamie away from me!
Well, I can if I think you'd be better off with me. And from what I've seen today...
You can't! You can't! He's all I've got!
You wouldn't guess from the way you treat him.
Don't take him away from me, Sid, please.
Yes, all right. Calm down. Good Lord, Kathy.
Don't say things like that. No, don't say them.
Then do something about it. Pull yourself together.
I'm trying to.
Kenton isn't worth this.
It's not Kenton!
What's the matter, then? Something's upset you, darling. I've never seen you so.
It's Owen. It was Owen.
Owen? What's he got to do with anything?
I
didn't even know you were seeing him.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I wasn't. I swear to you, I wasn't.
Then I don't understand. What's he?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But he thought... I don't know, maybe that's what he thought, but... No, I never meant him to. Oh, Sid, I didn't want him to. No, Sid, I didn't want him to.
Come on, now.
Oh, Sid!
No, what? What? What didn't you want him to do, Kathy? What did he do to you?
David, thank you. Champagne, what a treat.
Well, it's just a little extra present to celebrate you being home.
Oh. What a nice thought.
Yes, it is.
I'd have brought it before, but we weren't quite sure if...
So, what's Ruth up to this morning?
Oh, she's playing with the kids and their new toys. Mum and Dad have gone to church, of course.
So, you had a good day yesterday, did you?
Yeah, it was great. Mum cooked up a storm. Kids liked their presents. Kenton even remembered to ring.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, Mary wanted to speak to Mum and Dad. They were very touched. Made their Christmas. So, how long are you staying, Helen? I'm sure Ruth would like to see you.
Until Tuesday morning.
Oh good.
Yeah, I thought you could only stay till tomorrow. Well, I was going to, but it's nice here, Mum.
Well, you'll be able to go to a Christmas carol then, if you can get a ticket. Our big opening night tomorrow.
Feeling better now?
Yeah, thank you.
If I dreamt... Things I said, I'm so sorry. If I'd realised...
Well, how could you? I still can't believe it myself.
Do you want to tell me about it? I mean, would that help?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would.
Dominic, if it'll help.
I don't know where to start.
When did it happen?
It was 10 days ago, after rehearsal.
10 days? As long as that?
Yeah, I think so.
And you hadn't told anyone?
Didn't think they believed me.
Oh, Kathy, why ever not?
You know, they think I led him on, or...
No! No one would think that.
I tried to stop him. I did. Trying.
Yes, of course you did.
But he was too strong. He got me. He pinned me down.
How? The animal.
While it was happening, I just tried not to be there. Oh, I didn't want to be there.
Oh, no. You don't have to tell me anymore if you don't want to.
No, I do want to. Maybe you can help me understand.
I understand him, you mean? No, I don't think so.
But he was so normal afterwards. I couldn't... He got my coat. He walked me home.
What?
As if nothing had happened. As if
But it had.
And then, next day at work, just the same. I mean, I thought it was me. I thought I was going mad.
Why didn't you tell me?
And he'd been coming round and phoned me. I'd been so frightened.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
I couldn't bear to tell anyone. I felt so ashamed.
Ashamed?
I threw my clothes away afterwards. I showered.
No, you've got nothing to be ashamed of.
But it didn't help. I had to keep it from Jamie. And I tried. Oh, Sid, truly I did. I know you think I've been neglecting him.
Oh, Kathy, please. Oh, no. I should never have said. If I'd had any idea. That scum. We have to go to the police. He's got to pay for this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Sid, not the police, no.
He can't get away with it.
I can't face it. I can't. And it's too late.
No. No, it's not.
I threw the clothes away. I washed. I didn't know what I was doing.
No, of course you didn't. That's all right. They'll understand.
No. No. It'll just be my word against his. And if he says I wanted to, I can't bear it. It's not true, but he'll say it. And people might believe him.
No, of course they wouldn't.
Yeah, but they might. And I'd have to stand up in court and say what he did. And then Jamie might find out. No, I don't want Jamie ever to know. He mustn't. I couldn't bear it. No, police. Sid, please,
right.
No, police.
All right. No. No, police.
And you won't tell anyone else, will you? Not even Jolene?
No. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, please, Kathy. Don't thank me.
See, I was only trying to be friendly.
You don't have to justify yourself. It's not your fault, Kathy. None of this was your fault.
It's so good to hear you say that.
Oh, I'll say it as many times as you like until you believe me.
Oh, I've been so lonely.
Well, you're not alone anymore. Now, shush now. It'll be all right. I'll look after you.
It's the Boxing Day meet.
So to conclude, this marvellous turnout for our much-loved traditional Boxing Day hunt has proved to me, not that I needed any convincing, how passionately you all feel. How much you want this to continue.
Yeah.
All over the country, hunts will be turning out with just the same loyalty and just the same deep strength of feeling.
Yeah.
Our campaign has been controlled and powerful, and it remains in good hands. We mustn't let up now. Rest assured that the challenge to the legislation continues. In the meantime, let's get full enjoyment out of today. Stick to the rules, stay behind the field master at all times. Make sure you keep to the headlands and at the end of what I hope will be a marvellous day's sport. Go home on the roads and not across the fields. I know I don't need to lecture you about your behaviour outside the hunt, which, in this county at least, has been exemplary at all times. Have a wonderful day. Heartbeat!
Oh, Oliver, that was fantastic.
You think so?
It was so moving.
I hope so. I was up half the night worrying about it.
And you brought tears to my eyes a couple of times.
Oh, sure.
You did. I've been hunting since I was a young girl. Part of country life to me.
I know. Come on, let's enjoy ourselves while we can.
All right, I'm coming. Sid, what are you doing?
Right.
We've got some talking to do.
What? Well, if you think you play it, you can't just come barging in like
I
that.
I can. I know.
You know what?
Everything. Kathy's told me everything.
Kathy? What's she told you?
You know what she's told me.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
You raped her.
What?
You raped her! You low-life scum!
Look, there's been a misunderstanding. I don't know what
she Kathy told me. She told me that you raped her!
Don't keep saying that.
Well, why not?
It's the truth.
No, it isn't. I won't deny that we have a relationship.
A relationship? You don't. Look, I warn you. It's taking every ounce of self-control I've got not to beat you to a pulp. So watch what you say to me.
You can't come in here threatening me like that.
I could do much worse than that.
It's a misunderstanding.
Be
she...
Be very careful what you say next.
She's got no evidence.
Oh, hasn't she? Why would she need it?
Well, you said it was...
I know what I said. And I know she's got no evidence. Because after what you did to her, she couldn't bear to...
Oh, I should... You laid one finger on me and I'm phoning the police.
You're phoning the police? Oh, go on then. Let's see what I have to say about it.
No, you don't want that, or you'd have done it already.
Oh, I want it.
Nothing can give me greater pleasure than to see you in court exposed for the foul scum you are and banged up with a few lads who'd teach you some respect for women.
But Kathy wouldn't want it. I'd say that
don't
she...
Don't tell me what she'd say. No, she doesn't want it. Do you know why? She wants to protect our son. That woman is so. And you, you're...
I will ring them. You can't just force your way in here and...
Keep the police out of this. I don't need them for what I'm going to do.
I've told you, if you lay a finger on me...
Oh, that'll be too easy. I want you out of Kathy's life, out of this village.
You can't make me leave.
No, I can't. But I can destroy everything around you if you do stay. Your job, your home...
You can't do that.
Watch me. And don't think I'll be on my own. I've got plenty of mates around here that'll help me. Just need to tell them what you've done.
No.
Your choice. If you're not out of this place tonight, I'll start.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, I would. I swear on my son's life I would. What you did to Kathy, when I think about it, you don't want to stay. Believe me.
All right. I'll go.
Good. Start packing then. And I'll be checking in the morning. Make sure you've gone.
Oh, it's not fair, though.
What did you say?
Well, you know, I don't care what she told you. She wanted it as much as...
Yeah. I'll never say that again, never! All right!
And I never want to see her again. Because if I do, well, I can't answer for what I might do.
Oh.
It was a wonderful day, wasn't it?
It was.
I can't remember the last time I was in such a big field.
No. I reckon there were at least 80 horses and maybe 100 followers.
Fantastic. Oh, Oliver, it breaks my heart.
I thought there would be more sabs about today.
Yes, I was worried they'd get a big turnout too.
But no.
Perhaps they think they've won now.
Yeah, perhaps they do.
You know, I was looking at some of the young girls out there today.
Uh-huh.
Enjoying it so much. The freedom of it all. And the skill they were showing.
I know.
I thought what you were saying about keeping the social side of things going.
Yes, the supporters' clubs and so on. That's very important.
Yeah, we've done very well up to now, but... Well, now Christmas is over. Well, if there's anything you'd like me to do, I'm more than willing.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we must have another meeting soon.
Do. Anyway, I'd better go and change. A big day to be followed by a big evening.
Oh, yes, of course. It's the first night of a Christmas carol, isn't it?
Terry.
Oh, Linda, what's the matter?
Have you seen Owen?
Well, no, I haven't. Now you come to mention him.
Oh, neither has anyone else. Where is he?
Have you tried ringing his house?
Yes, of course. No reply.
Oh, he might be on his way down then.
Well, he'll barely have time to get changed. It's 15 minutes of curtain up.
And there's been no message?
No. Oh, what am I going to do?
Yes. Excuse me. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Here we are.
Good seats.
Yeah, I like to be near the action. Hey, thanks for persuading Tom to give up his tickets for me.
Oh, he didn't take much persuading.
Well, you've had a good Christmas, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Well, he thought it'd be awful, the first without Greg, you know.
I can imagine.
But it hasn't been. I've even felt as if... Oh, no, it sounds silly.
Go on, you can tell me.
Well, I felt Greg very close. As if he was here. I'm glad we were enjoying ourselves.
I'm sure he would be. Oh, hi, Alan. Happy Christmas.
Same to you. Nice to see you, Helen.
And you. You come to see Amy?
Yes, but I'm not to embarrass her.
How would you do that?
Might laugh to her.
So, have you had a good Christmas? Oh, you were helping at the homeless hostel, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, with Mabel staying in Bradford this year, it seemed like an ideal opportunity.
Oh, my. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't look now, but we're being visited by a spirit.
Alan. I'm sorry. Can I have a word?
Oh, Linda. Nice costume.
This isn't a personal visit to tell me to repent of my sins, is it?
No. It's an emergency. A disaster.
Oh, dear.
Calm down, Linda. What's the matter?
Owen hasn't turned up, and he's playing Mr. Fezziwick.
Oh, what?
Well, there's a problem, but I don't see how
I want you to take his part.
Take his part?
Please. It was like an answer to a prayer when Amy said you were coming tonight.
But, Linda, I don't know the lines. I'm not even sure who Mr. Fezziwig is.
Well, it's quite a small part. You'll be finished by the interval.
But the lines, Linda...
You can read it. Look, I disguised the script as an account book.
Oh, very clever.
Even so.
Alan, please. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to cancel the performance.
Well, we can't have that. Go on, then. I'll give it a shot.
Yo-ho, my boys! No more work tonight! Christmas Eve, Ebenezer! Let's have the shutters up! If all a man can say, Jack Robinson!
Well done, Alan!
Yeah, that deserves a round.
Our guests are getting impatient. Clear away, Ebenezer! Let's have lots of room here! I think we're going to need it.
I was right. Much better than Owen.
Oh. Was I all right?
Oh, you were great.
You mean you were? Oh, I don't know what I'd have done without you.
A small matter to make these silly fools so full of gratitude.
Perhaps we'd better move further off.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much, Clary. I don't know how I'd have got through that dance without you. Oh. Linda forgot to tell me about that.
Oh, you were so quick picking up the steps.
I was only following your lead. And those calls, you were brilliant.
No.
Oh, yes. And what did you get for your pains? I think I trod on your feet more than once, didn't I?
Oh, that didn't matter. Now, the way you swung me off my feet at the end.
I wasn't supposed to do that either.
Yeah, well, look.
Well, as long as I managed to muddle through somehow.
Muddle through? Oh, compared to Owen, you're Fred Astaire.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
It was. I'm really glad I came.
I wonder what to say something about Alan.
Speech!
Fantastic?
Sure, it was fantastic.
Speech!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your wonderful, generous response to our first performance. Oh. I'm sure it will put the cast in good heart for the rest of the run.
How long was it on for?
4 days?
She's making it sound like the Mousetrap.
But there is one member of the cast to whom we all owe a particular debt of gratitude. He stepped in at literally 5 minutes' notice to take over the pivotal role of Mr. Fezziwig, the hero of the hour, Alan Frank.
Go, Alan!
Well done!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd also like to point out that Linda herself took over the role of the Ghost of Christmas Past, possibly with a little more notice than I had, but not much more. And I think you'll agree that her performance tonight was... Well, it moved me to tears.
Oh. Well done, Linda.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and a Merry Christmas to one and all.
Alan, that was very generous of you.
It was true.
Well, thank you so much for stepping into the breach so ably. No one would have guessed you hadn't been in the production from day one.
Oh, I think they might. So what happens next?
Well, we usually pop over to the Bull.
No, I meant about me being in the play. Do you need me to carry on?
I wish I knew.
I'd be quite happy to.
Oh, good.
But if that's what you do want, I'd really like to make a start on learning the lines.
Yes, of course you would. Oh, it really is too bad, though.
There's been no message from him.
Not a word.
Then what do you think's happened to him?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Elizabeth's got a big problem.
Hi, this is Kathy and Jamie. Please leave your message after the beep.
Kathy, it's Elizabeth. I'm sorry to ring so early.
Hello. It's all right, Elizabeth. I am here. Sorry. I was just...
Oh, I haven't got you out of bed, have I?
No, I was just in the kitchen.
I'm sorry to ring so early with you ill and everything. How are you feeling?
Oh, a bit better.
Are you? Because I've got rather a crisis on my hands.
Oh, dear.
Owen hasn't turned up for work this morning.
He hasn't?
No, and no one seems to know why.
Oh, I see.
You know, whether he's ill or suddenly been called away or something.
Really?
So it's a bit of a staffing nightmare.
Yes.
I'll have to get on some agencies, but you know how hard-pressed they are at this time of year.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to be really busy doing that, so I was just wondering. I mean, if you are feeling better, I know it's a lot to ask.
You want me to come in?
Well, just for a few hours while I sort this out.
No, Elizabeth. I'm sorry, I can't.
No? Well, it was just a thought.
I'm really sorry, but I honestly wouldn't be much use to you.
That's fine.
I know that sounds pathetic.
No, don't be silly. I know what flu's like. Leaves you so tired and low, doesn't it?
Yes, I'll be back as soon as I can. I'm really sorry.
You don't have to apologise. It's not your fault. It's Owen that's caused the problem.
Yeah.
I don't suppose you've got any idea where he might be.
Me? No, why should I?
I just thought he might have mentioned something.
Oh, I see. No, I have no idea where he is.
So this bloke that came to our disco last night said he knew a band that's looking for venues.
Oh, yeah?
And he asked if we might be interested.
Oh.
He's going to put them in touch with me.
Drink your orange juice, Jamie.
Can I see Mummy today?
I don't think so. She's still not very well.
Yeah, it might be nice to have a live band back at the bar.
Yeah. We'll leave her in peace to get better.
Okay.
Yeah, this show's word's getting round about this.
Last night was certainly a success. Weren't it, Sid?
What? Oh, yes. Well done, fellow.
Can I have the last piece of toast, then?
Go on, then.
What shall we do today? Can we play football?
In this weather? No, we'll get you a nice video from the village shop.
OK.
I knew a cheesy disco would go down well this time of year.
Yeah. Well, people certainly raided their wardrobes for the old 70s stuff.
I was just a bit worried about us clashing with a Christmas carol, you know, with it being their first night.
No, people just came afterwards.
Hey, there was a bit of trouble there, though, apparently.
Really?
Who did Linda upset this time?
No, it wasn't that. Someone didn't turn up, and Alan had to take over his part at the last minute.
Oh, poor old Alan.
Someone didn't turn up?
No. Still, Alan was great, apparently.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, it was that chef, was his name.
Owen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really? Well, we seem quite a reliable chap.
Fallon, could you do me a favour?
It depends what it is.
Could you take Jamie to choose the video?
Oh, Dad!
Yeah, of course, as long as I can get one for myself.
Yeah, of course you can. And some sweets too, Jamie. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would.
I want you to come.
Yeah, well, I just need to check on your mum.
No?
Yeah. And then I can be back in good time to open up.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Oh, Linda, look, this really isn't a very good time.
Oh, well, Nigel said it would be all right.
Oh, did he? Well, I don't know why he said that. I'm in the middle of a crisis here. Owen's disappeared. He didn't come into work this morning.
I know, I'm looking for him too.
You are? Why?
Because he didn't turn up for a Christmas carol last night either.
Well, he's been away since last night.
Apparently so. Well, you've had no message from him then?
Not a word. And he left you in the lurch too.
He did. No warning at all. Fortunately, Alan stepped into the breach.
What on earth does he think he's playing at? Where is he?
Well, he's not at home. I checked.
You went round to his house?
First thing this morning. There was no sign of him at all.
Really? You don't think he was just lying low?
Or too ill to get to the door. I mean, let's be charitable.
I don't think so. It was all locked up, and a neighbour saw him drive away late yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon? Well, that means he had time to ring both of us.
Yes, I know. I know. He said he got a suitcase with him, too.
Oh, gone for a little holiday, has he? Well, he'll be lucky to have a job waiting for him when he comes back, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know how you feel.
Well, what am I supposed to do about our New Year dinner dance?
I know. It was just like Grey Gables last year. I nearly had a heart attack when I realised he wasn't coming last night. I'm still recovering, actually.
Well, at least you found someone to take his place. Where am I going to find a chef at this time of year?
I'm sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I can't help thinking...
I know. Well, you don't have to worry about him anymore. He's gone.
Well, I know he didn't turn up for work this morning. Elizabeth told me.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's gone.
He didn't turn up for the Christmas carol last night either.
Really?
Yeah, he's gone, Kathy. I told him to go, and he went.
You told him?
Yes. Went round there yesterday, and I made it clear he's not welcome here anymore.
See, you told him?
Yeah. He knows I know what he did to you.
Oh, I wish you hadn't. He might...
You don't have to worry. I made it perfectly clear what was going to happen to him if he did stick around.
You threatened him?
I told him the truth. I don't want his sort in the village.
Was he angry?
Blustered a bit. But when he realised I meant business...
Oh, Sid, you didn't.
Hit him. Only the once.
Oh, I wish you hadn't.
I know. I shouldn't have done it. I managed to keep my temper, but then he said... He's lucky to get off with just a black eye.
He'll be angry with me. He'll come round.
He won't. I told you. He's long gone.
He might just be hiding if his face is bruised.
No, I went to the house. It's all locked up. And his car's gone.
Sid, he might come back.
I wouldn't have the bottle. Attacking defenceless women is one thing. Now he knows he's got me to deal with. Well,
you can't be here all the time.
I can be here as much as you want.
What will Jolene think?
Well, I've told her that you're ill. She understands.
I can't believe he won't come back.
I promise you he won't.
Yes, but suppose he does, and you're not here.
Well, ring me. I have my mobile with me all the time. I can be over in 5 minutes.
Oh, Sid. I just can't believe he's out of my life.
Well, he is. He's never going to trouble you again.
In a minute. It'll be with you in a minute.
So if you can think of anybody at all, who might be able to help out, I'd be very grateful.
Well, I'll try, but as you can see, we're a bit short-staffed ourselves.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have bothered you, but I'm getting desperate.
Yes, I know the feeling.
The cutlery's over there.
Oh, good luck. Thanks. I better get back. At this rate, I'm going to be doing the cooking.
You need a hand, Mum?
Yeah, I do. Where's Jamie?
Glued to his video.
Look, can you ask Frieda what the hold-up is with the lunches? I've got a lot of hungry punters out here.
OK. Well, is Sid not back yet?
No.
He's been gone all morning.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on, Mum?
Well, Sid says Kathy's really bad. And she must be to want us to keep Jamie.
Maybe, but Sid's not the only friend she's got, is he? Can't someone else play nursemaid?
Well, it's Christmas. People are busy.
I reckon she's still moping over Kenton and just wants a shoulder to cry on.
I don't think Sid would be a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, she must be bad. He's really worried.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about you. It's not fair.
Love, I'm so sorry.
You've been hours.
Frieda, fellow.
Turned out she hadn't eaten since I left yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, had to get some food inside her.
And you're the only friend she's got?
Fallon.
No, I left her with Linda, actually.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a weight off my mind. So, love, what needs doing here?
Right, here we are. Nice hot lemon full of vitamin C.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, what an it was for.
Sounds like last night went really well.
Yes, in spite of everything. We're having a little cast party on Thursday. You're very welcome to come, if you feel up to it.
Oh, I'll see how I feel.
Everyone will be so pleased to see you.
Really? When I left you all in the lurch?
Oh, don't be silly. That was quite understandable. At least you gave us some notice. Have you heard what Owen did to me?
Yes.
Unforgivable. I'm sorry, I know he's a friend of yours.
Oh, not
but...
really. It must have been terrible for you.
Well, if Alan hadn't saved the day, I don't know what I would have done.
Is he taking over for the rest of the week?
Oh, yes. Seems that Owen won't be back for some time.
Are you sure?
Well, when I found he hadn't turned up at Grey Gables, I went back and talked to his neighbour again.
What did she say? I mean, had you spoken to him?
Well, just briefly. He said he was going up north or something like that.
Up north?
The North Pole, she said, from the size of his suitcase. I suppose you don't have any idea where he might be?
Oh, no, 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 I don't. I didn't mean you to come all the way over here.
It's no problem. What's happened?
It's just that it looks like whatever you said to him, it's worked. He has gone. For the time being, anyway.
As Cathy, I told you.
Yeah, I know, but he's very clever.
Clever?
He is. He might have fooled you.
I doubt it.
God knows he fooled me.
Don't worry. Got his number.
It could all have been a bluff. It still could be.
You're not to think like that.
I'm trying not to. That's what I wanted to tell you. Linda spoke to his neighbour. She'd actually seen him leave.
Oh,
yeah, she even spoke to him.
And what did he say?
Oh, something about going north. And he took a suitcase.
I told him to pack. Nice to see him obeying orders.
I think you did it, Sid. Maybe you did it.
I know I did. You have to trust me, Cathy.
Oh, I do, I do.
So, that's all? That's what you wanted to tell me?
Not quite all. I wanted to thank you.
Cathy.
No, I didn't, did I? Not on Sunday, not this morning.
You don't need to, good God.
Yes, I do. You don't know what it's been like. I've been in pieces. And then you came. And you believed me.
Of course I did.
And now... Well, maybe he has gone. Maybe I can start... Oh, thank you, Sid. Thank you.
Oh, don't cry, Cathy. Don't.
Why not? You are...
Adam hasn't had a very Merry Christmas.
Ah, splendid. They're twins?
Yeah.
You seem to have made a good start.
I have, yes, but it's a lot of work for one person.
Well, you've got a table.
When she turns up, she's being late for her shift.
She's taking a late shift tonight, isn't she?
Yes, and she'd better not be late for that. I'm seeing Ian.
Oh, yeah.
There's our New Year's celebration. He'll be working on Friday.
Of course. What have you got planned?
He's cooking me a meal at his place.
Oh, I see. Busman's holiday.
So I could do with getting off a bit early and lending him a hand.
Ah,
Is Debbie around? Because if you see her, maybe you could remind her.
Well, she's gone into Borchester again, actually.
Oh, has she? Oh, don't tell me. Another tractor part?
No. Some old friends of hers just rang. And they're only here for one night.
Brian, I'm not covering for
her. No, calm down. You shouldn't have forgotten she's on tonight.
Good.
Told me to tell you. She'd be back in plenty of time.
She'd better be.
Oh, please, lighten up, Adam. It's Christmas.
Well, I haven't seen much of it.
Well, that's farming for you, I'm afraid.
I've hardly seen Ian at all. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Don't worry, Cinderella. You shall go to the ball.
Yes, very funny.
Anyway, better get on, because Jenny and I are going to see A Christmas Carol tonight.
There. Think I've got everything in?
I don't know where it all goes. You buy so much food before Christmas, and then 2 days after, whoosh, larder's empty again.
Yeah. Well, think yourself lucky you've got a larder. One cupboard. That's what I had to squash ours in.
I ain't complaining. We had a great time.
Oh, so did I. Oh, it was wonderful to have a proper kitchen to cook in.
Oh, I bet Emma were glad of your help, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice to see him settled.
Yeah, it is. And it's lovely to see our Edward with a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, and hopefully by next Christmas I'll have a brand new kitchen all of my own. I shall really go to town then.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Just hope it's ready. Oh, I can't spend another winter in that caravan.
Eddie says Neil's really cracking on with the brickwork.
Mm. He wants to have it all finished for the new year.
That'll be nice.
Not doing too badly, considering he's working single-handed.
How is Mike still celebrating Christmas?
Yes. slumped in front of the telly with a can of lager, according to Betty.
I know. I've got one of them at home myself.
Look, I'd better start cashing up. It's a bit of a rush with the play to get to.
It's going well, though, isn't it?
More fun for you now, Alan's playing your husband.
Oh, yeah. He's great. We have a real laugh.
Still no news of Owen?
Well, I ain't heard nothing of you.
I've got my own theory.
Yeah?
I think he and Cathy had a big row.
No, Susan, I told you there weren't never nothing in that.
Well, it's a bit of a coincidence, them both dropping out, though.
No, I've got the impression she's quite pleased he's gone.
Well, there you are, then. She gave him the push.
Oh, you never give up, do you?
Oh, she's not the only one. Christopher prefers acting with Alan, too.
Yeah, I bet he does.
He's got this theory about where Owen's gone.
Oh?
Thinks the mothership called him home to go and live with all the other aliens.
Oh, good, Neil, you are in.
Well, yes.
Sorry to disturb you.
I was just getting a bit of tea.
Oh, this won't take long. I was wondering if you could do a few running repairs to the scenery.
Oh, no, no.
One of the doors is nearly off its hinges. Can't have it falling off now, can we?
Well, the thing is, you see,
So maybe you could just pop down tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry, Linda, I can't.
It won't take long to fix. Not for a man of your skills. You're building a whole house, a mere door.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why I can't spare the time. I'm trying to finish the brickwork. I need to be working all the hours it's light.
You don't need daylight to fix this door.
No,
well,
but
you can come down now, after you've had your tea, of course.
That's not possible.
But you're coming tonight anyway, aren't you?
Yes, and that's why I can't do it. I'm having my tea early so I can get a bit of bell ringing practising.
Well, couldn't that wait?
No, it couldn't. We're doing the Steadman triples next week.
Oh, yes.
And we haven't been able to get in as many practices as we like with Christmas and everything.
But you're coming to the play.
Yes, that's why I need to squeeze in this hour with the bell ringers. I'm a very busy man, Linda.
Well, I know. How stupid of us, of course.
What?
If you're coming to the play tonight, you can do it after the performance, can't you?
There, at least that's in. No.
Oh, hi, Ian. I'm glad you've rung.
Hello, hello. How's the maternity ward?
Stressful.
Well, you've got plenty of time to run yourself a nice, relaxing bath and make yourself beautiful before you come up here. I'm afraid I'm running a bit late.
You're not the only one. Debbie hasn't turned up.
Oh, I needed that. I always get so thirsty after the dance.
Oh, you can relax now. You're not until the curtain call.
No. I might need a glass of water too. My mouth's still dry even after the tea.
You weren't nervous.
Oh, my big scene coming up. I always get nervous.
You'll be fine. You're so good.
Neil's in tonight. I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of him.
You won't.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, tell you what then. You want to watch that door.
Well, it does look a bit rocky.
Hi, evening, Parry. Hello, love.
Neil, what are you doing backstage? Linda will go mad if she sees you.
Yeah, she don't like us being disturbed. We're supposed to stay focused.
She'll be giving her interval notes soon.
Oh, good, because it's her I want to see.
What for?
That door's driving me crazy. It's going to come off its hinges any minute.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Oh, well, thanks. You two are really psyching me up for my big scene.
You don't understand. That's why I've come round.
Neil, what are you doing here? Backstage is strictly off-limits to the audience.
We told him that.
Spoils the illusion and destroys my actor's focus. You can talk to Susan afterwards.
Yeah, it was you I came to see about that door.
Well, it'll have to wait till the end of the performance. Now, if you wouldn't mind...
It's not going to make it to the end of the performance.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
Well, I did tell you, Neil, but oh no, your bell ringing came first.
Well, look, I'll fix it now.
Now?
Yeah, it won't take me long. I brought me tools.
Oh, I wish you would. I'm going to be terrified to open it.
But what about the noise? Aren't the audience going to think it's odd?
They'll be too busy trying to get at the tea and biscuits to notice that.
Oh, that's true. All right, see what you can do.
Oh, I'll sort it. Don't you worry.
And be quick. You've got 10 minutes.
Debbie, what the hell are you playing at? Who the hell are you talking to? Get off the line. Ah, is that you, Debbie? Because...
No, darling, it's me.
Mum, look, this isn't a good time. Debbie's late. I've been trying to reach her, but her line's engaged, so I need to keep...
I know. She's been talking to me.
To you?
I'm afraid she's still in Borchester.
What?
She seems to have picked up a stomach bug. Maybe it was something the nibbles that they had with their drinks.
Or maybe it was the drinks. So she's not going to do this shift at all?
Well, she can't. Her friends have taken her home and she really sounded bad.
Good.
Oh, come Come on now, darling. She was very upset about spoiling your evening.
She was upset.
Anyway, look, Brian wants a word. I'll put him on.
Adam, are you there?
Where else would I be?
Well, look, do you want me to take over? I'll be with you in 20 minutes.
But, well, you'd miss the second half of the play. But you wouldn't see Alice.
Ah, she'd understand.
Oh, it doesn't matter. By the time you got here... No, it's not worth it. What's the point in spoiling everyone's evening?
Oh, dear. Poor Adam.
Well, I did offer to take over. We were actually here, weren't we?
That's right. It was nice of him, though, not to want us to disappoint Alice.
Yes, well, I hope she's worth it.
Well, of course she will be. Oh, starting.
What's that noise? It's not part of the music, is it?
No.
You never know.
It's probably one of Linda's innovations. Maybe Marley comes back and introduces the second half.
Oh, I hope not. I had enough of him the first time. Oh, well. No sign of him yet.
Well, Susan looks a bit flustered. She's usually so good.
What was that? An unexpected visitor, perhaps. I better just check. We don't want to turn anyone away at Christmas.
Well, say what you like about Victorian valleys. You wouldn't get a chippy working Christmas these days.
Yes, Brian. Oh, poor Susan.
It's Vic's name.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, Susan, well done.
I'm glad I didn't relieve Adam now. I don't remember Dickens being this entertaining before.
Evening, Bo Peep.
Ian, what are you doing here?
Well, I couldn't leave you to starve, could I? Well, do I get a kiss? Or will it upset the sheep?
Yes, of course. I just didn't expect to see you. You didn't say you were coming down.
I wanted to surprise you. Can you leave these lovely ladies by Mary?
Well, it is quieter now, but I can't come back with you, I'm afraid.
You don't have to. Just follow me.
What?
You're spending too much time with these sheep. I've brought the meal down in a hot box, you idiot.
For us to eat in the caravan?
Yeah, which you won't recognise. Linen tablecloth, flowers.
And a little fold-out
table. Silver service. Candles, of course.
You went to all that trouble?
It was the first New Year together. First of many, I hope.
Ah, so do I.
Isn't that worth celebrating in style?
In a caravan?
Well, as I recall, our first kiss was in a polytunnel, so it's a step up, really.
Oh, dear. What have I done to deserve you? Eh?
I don't know. Aren't you the lucky one?
I am. I am.
Where's Neil? I'm going to kill him.
You were fantastic.
Oh, I've never been so mortified in my life.
The audience loved it.
Oh, they may have, but I don't think... Oh, no.
Susan, what can I say?
I am so sorry, Linda.
What for? You were marvellous.
Yes, but Neil...
It wasn't his fault. I should have kept a closer eye on things, but I was called away to a costume crisis. But anyway, it didn't matter.
Didn't it?
No, you handled the situation admirably.
I told you.
Such quick thinking, such improvisation. Dickens himself couldn't have written better lines.
Well, thanks.
Does seem rather to be the keynote of this production, doesn't it?
That's true.
Who knows what tomorrow will have in store for us.
Nearly finished, Susan.
Oh, just about. Not a job I enjoy.
You shouldn't be stopped doing it for very much longer.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Like I said, once we're in full production, I'll have far more important things for you to do.
Oh, as office manager?
Yep. And we'll be moving all the sausage-making stuff next door. This will be the reception area.
And that's where I'll be.
Of course. I thought you could have your desk just over there by the window.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I want to give the place a real corporate feel.
How do you mean?
Nice plush carpet, pictures on the walls.
Well, of pigs.
No. You can help me choose them if you like. And if you've got any suggestions about, well, you know, what colour we should paint the walls.
Well, you get it redecorated.
Yeah. All this white. It's a bit clinical, isn't it?
Hmm. I bet a nice mint green. That's so soothing.
Maybe.
And then we can have lots of plants to add the finishing touch.
Yeah, good idea. I knew I'd made the right choice in you. You know I want to computerise everything.
Oh, well, I can help with that. I mean, I did my course.
Yes, yeah, I know you did. That's why you're the ideal person for the job. Yep, everything computerised. Ordering systems, account packages, PAYE.
Well, I'd be responsible for that.
Oh, yeah. I expect to have quite a workforce by then.
You'll get another packer?
Eventually. Did I say I want to computerise the phone system too?
Eventually.
Don't worry, Susan. As the business grows, you'll get to be my PA.
It's a job I've always wanted.
By this time next year...
we'll all be millionaires.
Yeah, on the way there anyway.
Well, that is something to look forward to. New home, new job.
It's going to be a great new year. But we're not quite there yet, so...
Yes, I'll finish scrubbing these tables.
I expect you want to get off.
Yeah, I mustn't be late for the last night of A Christmas Carol.
Not when I'm coming.
Oh, are you? I thought you'd given your ticket to Helen.
Yeah, I did, but Kirsty got us two more.
Ooh, she wants to come again.
Yeah, can't imagine why. I mean, no offence, but once is going to be quite enough for me.
Oh, I don't know. It's been different every night so far.
Never mind, Uncle. Won't be long now. I know.
Ruth?
Hi, Shula.
Ah, David said I'd probably find you in here.
Just checking this one. She's due to carve, but not tonight, I don't think.
Thought I'd let you know I've dropped Josh back.
Thanks, and thanks for having him this afternoon.
Oh, Daniel was dying to show his computer games off to some. I'm only sorry Pip didn't want to come.
They're not her thing, really. But yeah, I wish she was getting out more.
She seemed happy enough with that book, though.
Yeah. Only... Well, she's finding it hard to keep in touch with her old friends from Loxley Barrett. I thought maybe over Christmas.
You do make new friendships when you go to secondary school.
Pip doesn't seem to be.
Oh, I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Caroline's been telling me how well she got on with Kimberly.
She did. Of course, now she's gone home.
Oh, I see.
She promised to keep in touch.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She was such a nice little girl.
I liked her.
She even gave Caroline and Oliver a little Christmas present before she went to say thank you.
That's sweet.
They were very touched. And they loved having her. They really think they've cracked this fostering lark.
Yeah? I think they were lucky with Kimberly.
And their first one. Maybe the social workers try to start them off gently.
I expect they do. It's a good idea if it builds their confidence.
Oh, it has. They feel a lot more secure now.
Good. There are enough children out there needing a bit of stability.
Yes. At least it takes Oliver's mind off the hunt a bit.
He's been very involved in it all, hasn't he?
Yes. Well, I better get on. I don't want to be late for the last night of A Christmas Carol.
I should be getting ready too.
Don't want Linda to think we've walked out on her as well.
It has been quite a run.
She's convinced something else awful's going to happen tonight.
I hope not. Phil and Jill are bringing the kids.
Oh, he always does it. Always does it.
Drive you mad, don't they? Come to do you up at the back.
Oh, yes, please. In any ambitions I have, he just pours cold water on them.
What did he say exactly?
Well, I told him all the pans Tom had got for me.
Yeah, all these hooks and eyes are fiddly.
And he said, we'll see.
Well, that ain't so bad. There, that's done.
Thanks. Oh, it's the way he said it. Do you want me to do you?
Yes, please.
It's an old stick in the mud.
He's reliable. Wish Eddie were a bit more like that.
He's just jealous Tom's showing a bit of enterprise.
Oh, it would brave of him to go ahead with a self-build.
Only after I'd nagged him for years. There you are.
And be fair, Susan, I mean, the work he's put in this week.
Oh, yes, all right.
Yeah, getting all that brickwork done. Hey, you coming to the ball tomorrow to celebrate?
Oh, yeah. I'm certainly not spending New Year's Eve in that caravan.
I think it should be a good evening. But Jolene's getting a bit stressed about it.
Oh, why? She usually likes a bit of a do.
Well, she ain't getting as much help as she'd like from Sid.
Oh, he's still playing nurse to Cathy.
Poor Cathy, this thing's really pulled her down.
I don't think she'll be coming to the cast party tonight, then.
Shouldn't think so.
Oh, that's a shame. I feel a bit guilty. Oh, hi, Alan.
Yeah, come in.
Oh,
come in.
Come in.
Come in.
Come
minute.
Oh, how's my lovely wife this evening?
Oh, Alan.
Or to the last dance.
Oh, I'm sad it'll be our last.
Yes, I've enjoyed myself.
Oh, you've done so well coming in at the last minute.
Well, maybe that's easier. I haven't had Linda on.
Oh, good. Oh, Alan, you are here.
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But it was just... I mean, when I couldn't see you in the men's dressing room, I don't worry, Linda.
It can be fine.
Yes, another triumphant evening.
Don't say that, it's bad luck.
I am a vicar. I'm not supposed to be superstitious.
You've really got no need to worry. Everything's gone so well.
Despite the hiccups.
That's what's worrying me. It's too good to last.
Oh, watch out. Is this us?
Yeah. Well, these aren't as good as Helen and I had. I told you she'd have got here earlier.
Never mind. She probably appreciates it more than I will.
Don't start. I think she did. We had a really nice evening.
Mm, she said.
She seemed more like her old self.
We thought that's at Christmas. And Mum and Dad have made up that she's come home for New Year too.
Yeah, the clinic must be pleased with her.
I think they are.
Your mum was worried she might have lost a bit of weight over Christmas.
She did, yeah. A couple of pounds. But the clinic said that was quite normal.
Well, if you expect it. Is she going to come to the ball?
That's the plan.
Oh, cool. She'll be quite loud.
Oh, my. This is an Archer family outing.
Hiya.
Oh, look at the kids. All wrapped up.
They've only just made it.
Oh, shh. It's starting. Mm.
I would gladly think otherwise if I could. If you were free today, tomorrow... Yesterday. Can I even believe you would choose a garrulous girl?
What's the matter?
You will weigh everything by game.
I was just resting my eyes.
Not
quite everyone.
Do I not know that your repentance and regret would surely follow?
I'm feeling Josh asleep too.
I do. And I release you with a full heart for the love of him you once were.
So I think that's all the notes I have for you.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
But as the sporting fraternity say, it's a game of two halves.
If she's a football manager, where are half-time oranges?
And I have every confidence the second act will match the triumph of the first, if not surpass it.
Oh, I should think so.
You are on fire tonight. Oh, Dickens would be proud.
No way.
Thank you. From both of us.
Oh. It's a pity Dickens never met Linda.
Well, she's made a great character for me.
It's just in real life she's a bit overpowering.
Dying for a cuppa.
Yeah, shall I get us all a cuppa?
No, we could do something a bit stronger, couldn't we?
Have you got something with you?
No, but I thought those of us who aren't needed till curtain call could pop over to the ball for a cuppa.
I don't like that.
It was the last night. Steak cheese in, she'd never noticed.
I want to sneak out and check on Josh. He was dead to the world. I should take him home.
But they miss your big scene. It is worth seeing.
Yes, who knows, he'll be at the door tonight.
Dad could take him. He was nodding off himself.
Well, I'm making a dash for freedom, so if anyone fancies
Alan,
job...
Alan, could I have a word?
If you like, Linda, but as I'm not on till the curtain call, it doesn't seem...
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I had an idea.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all.
Tom,
and infinitely
off.
More.
See the end.
And to Tiny Tim, who did not
the
die...
End.
He was a second father.
Yeah, I know.
He became as good a friend, as good a master, as good a man, as the good old city knew.
Hold on, who's Alan playing?
Some people laughed to see the alteration in him.
This didn't happen on Monday.
But he let them laugh. His own heart laughed. And that was good enough for him.
Very Victorian.
And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well.
What, were those ringlets?
Oh, shut up.
May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed... God bless us, everyone.
Hip hip!
Hooray! Well done.
Alan, you were wonderful.
Well, I did my best, you know.
Now, you were great, Alan.
Yeah, well done.
Better than great. You were Dickens.
Oh, come on, Linda. It was your idea. You have to take the credit, really.
How did you happen to have the costume?
Yeah, I wondered that.
Oh, it was an extra one that Floss supplied, Mr. Brownlow's costume, for their Oliver, but we didn't need it.
Oh, I see.
Well, you certainly looked the part.
Well, that wig was very itchy.
It was a good way to end it. Even Phil woke up.
You know, I felt his presence. Dickens. He was here with us tonight, I'm sure of it.
Ah, the ghost of Christmas past.
And present. And come.
His work is for all time.
Yes, Linda, of course it is.
I felt I owed it to him to manifest his presence.
I'm glad you didn't tell me that before I went on.
You'll be able to take a well-deserved holiday now, won't you?
Oh, yeah, you're going to stay with Coriander, aren't you?
Yes, I rejoin the 21st century.
Oh, it'll be good for you to have a rest.
What a week it's been. Yes, I'm quite... Well... Oh, I must speak to Joe before I'm quite overcome with emotion.
That'll be nice for him.
He was good tonight, eh?
Oh, he was better than good, Clary. He was Scrooge.
Oh, it wasn't quite what she said when she was trying to cast the part, from what I remember.
No.
Oh, well, it has been quite a week for her.
Oh, for everyone.
Yeah.
Still, all's well that ends well, as the bard said.
Oh, don't say that too loud, Alan.
She'll want you to do an encore, she.
Poor Vaughan. That's a part I could never carry off. I don't have the legs for tarts.
It's New Year's Eve and things are looking up for Sid and Jolene.
Not so fast, Jamie.
Well, I like it.
I know, but be careful.
Don't want to wear the tires out.
I won't. Whee!
Oh. It's nice to see him enjoying himself.
Yeah. And nice to see you with a bit of colour in your cheek.
This is the first time I've been out since it happened.
Yeah, well, don't think about that. It's all behind you now.
But Jamie, we ought to be getting back, love. It's nearly dark.
I'll put my lights on.
He really loves that bike.
He should have had it at the proper time.
Well, that doesn't matter now. New Year tomorrow. New start for everyone.
Yeah. Love, you've been here far too long. You'd better be getting back to the ball, haven't you?
Jolene will understand.
Yeah, she's been very understanding already. And it's a big night for you.
Yeah. So, what will you do with yourself?
Probably go to bed when Jamie does. I'll be glad to see the back of this year.
Oh, that looks like a good spread.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for tonight, so keep your thieving hands off it. Yeah, and we're really quite busy, so if you don't mind...
we didn't mean to hold you up.
No, I'm just going to get the lowdown on what's happening tonight.
I'm so looking forward to a traditional English pub New Year.
What, you mean punch-ups in the bar and vomit in the car park?
There'll be none of that at my pub.
God, I'm kidding.
Look, I've put in a lot of work to make this a really special night for the village, Ed. I don't take kindly to smart remarks about it.
Oh, it was a joke.
Look, I'm going to start taking this through, Fallon, and I'd appreciate you helping me.
Oh, rattled her cage.
Maybe you should go and apologise. She seemed really mad.
She is, but not with you. It's all this is down to Sid. She won't say anything to him.
Well, I wish she would.
So do I.
Don't see why I should cop his flat.
Why doesn't she speak to him?
Well, she thinks she shouldn't be cross with him. She feels guilty.
How interesting.
Oh, Beth, don't start.
So what is their marital situation exactly?
Well, they've both been married before.
Divorce. Always tensions.
Here we go.
His ex-wife, Kathy, lives in the village. You know, they have a son.
Oh, yeah, Jamie. Oh, he's cute. They live next door.
Well, anyway, she hasn't been well, or so she says. And Sid's practically moved back in there.
Has he?
Well, he's over there a lot. They're out with Jamie now.
Classic. When there's a child, there's always unfinished business.
Yeah.
I think she's taking advantage. But Mum just keeps saying, oh, well, poor Kathy, she's ill, and Sid's being kind.
Oh, well, she's in denial. No wonder she's full of suppressed rage.
Well, you got that right, biting my head off.
So what can I do about it?
Bide your time. The volcano's bound to blow sooner or later. Just be there to pick up the pieces.
Oh, love, that looks wonderful. You have been working hard.
Oh, I'll do my best. So, did Jamie enjoy his bike ride?
Yeah, he loved it.
Oh.
Jolene, I do appreciate what you're doing.
We both want tonight to go well, don't we?
Yeah, well, I didn't just mean that. I know I haven't been much help to you this week.
Oh, naturally, you're concerned if Kathy's ill.
It means a lot to me that you understand.
Yeah.
And Kathy's very grateful too.
Is she?
I don't know if she knows I've never let Jamie down.
Of course.
And sometimes she needs a bit of extra support, for his sake. It's hard being a single mum.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of course you do. Oh, you're a treasure. Don't know what I'd do without you.
Really?
You're a diamond. Come here.
Oh, hi, Helen. Great to see you.
Hi, Ruth.
I didn't realise you'd be coming.
Yeah, well, I wanted to spend New Year with the family.
Evening, David.
Helen, glad you could make it.
Tony and Pat are here too.
Oh, yes, and Tom and Kirsty. Go on in. I was just enjoying the night air.
Oh, it's a lovely evening. Look at those stars.
Yeah, I know.
I just hope you'll be able to steer for all of it, David.
There's a cow I need to check on later.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not going till the quiz is finished.
Fancy your chances, do you?
He always does.
Come on then, let's get in, or we might not get a table.
No, I didn't realise it would be this popular.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time's up. Okay, so if you'd like to bring your scorecards over to the bar, Sid and I will work out the lucky winner. Now, in the meantime, please help yourself to our free buffet. Yay! And, of course, replenish your glasses. Yay!
We won.
Oh, but Ed, there was so much I didn't know. All that geography.
You knew your state capitals, no one else would.
Yeah. How's your traditional English New Year's Eve shaping up?
Oh, it's great. But it's a shame Will and Emma couldn't join us. Oh.
Yeah, I'm gutted.
Ed.
So what are they doing?
Guess.
Having a quiet night in.
So no change there, then?
Well, I suppose it's kind of romantic, just the two of them.
Well, yeah. If you want romance, there's one old English custom I haven't introduced you to yet.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Just let me get this scorecard to the bar and I'll show you.
Just leave it there. We'll get through them as quick as we can.
Going well, isn't it?
Yeah. Could you sort out the quiz scores? I need to keep an eye on the buffet.
I thought Fallon was doing it.
Well, she was supposed to be, but I thought Clary and Kirsty could probably do with a hand at the bar.
Ah, I seem to have everything under control. I was thinking of popping out for a bit.
Going out?
Yeah.
Now?
While it's quiet.
It's not quiet.
Yeah, but it will be once people have helped themselves to the buffet and they'll be busy stuffing their faces.
But we're in the middle...
I'll only be an hour. I'll be back before the rush starts.
It looks like it started to me. Where are you going?
Well, it'll be a bit bleak for Cathy once Jamie's gone to bed.
I thought you were having an early night too.
I just want to make sure that she's eaten something. She's been skipping a lot of meals.
You got to cook for her?
No. Yeah, although I could take her something from the buffet, couldn't I?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Thanks, love. No, I knew you'd understand.
Yeah. Fallon, could you come here a minute, love? Okay. Well, do you want me to give Kirsty a hand? She's swamped.
No, I need you to keep an eye on the buffet. Make sure we're not running low on anything.
Well, I thought you were doing that.
No, I've got to get the quiz sorted.
I thought Sid was doing
that. Well, he isn't. Just do it, could you, please, Fallon?
Where is he, anyway?
Well,
He hasn't gone round to Cathy's again.
Look, so what if he has? Can you just do what I ask, please?
Here we are, love. Gosh, there's a crush at that bar.
Yeah, looks like they're a bit short-staffed.
Yeah, Sid seems to have disappeared. Where's Helen? She come back to her mum and dad's table?
No, she's gone to the ladies.
Oh, right. I've got this orange juice for her.
I think she's finding it all a bit much.
What, too crowded?
That and all the food.
No. Well, she should just go back then. No one would mind.
She wouldn't want to spoil Pat and Tony's evening, would she?
No. Look, I need to check on that cow soon. Why don't I suggest that she comes with me for the ride?
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea.
Give her a bit of breathing space, anyway.
Right, done the first bit.
But why do we have to walk around the duck pond 3 times on New Year's?
You just do, that's what tradition is.
Oh.
And now you have to skim 12 stones across it.
Why 12?
You've got to give yourself 12 lucky months next year.
Oh, yeah, right. You just made all this up.
No, I want to do that.
Well, what possible reason could you have for wanting us to be out here in the dark, on our own, where no one can see us?
Well...
And now, I suppose I've got to do this 12 times, too.
She's in here.
Thank you for letting me come with you.
Well, I've got to come anyway. It's nice to have a bit of company.
Not very good company tonight, I'm afraid.
Understandable.
Is it?
You've had a tough year. I don't suppose it's very pleasant to look back on.
No. It's more than that.
Is it?
I don't know how I could have forgotten. Blanked it out, I suppose. Didn't really want to remember.
If it had helped to talk about it.
I spent last New Year's Eve at the Bull to Greg and Sonia.
Oh, of course.
He had a terrible row with her. Wasn't really a very good night.
Oh, I see.
And it was the last... Well, it was the last New Year's Eve he ever had.
Yeah.
Things didn't really get much better for him after that. It was pretty much downhill all the way.
I don't know what to say, Helen.
So unfair.
It is. But I suppose you just have to try to remember the good times you had together. Even last year.
I have been. I did at Christmas. That's why I thought tonight would be okay.
Yeah. You never know when it's going to hit you again.
I know. And this is my first full year without him. I don't quite know how I'm going to manage it.
Well, you will. One day at a time. Isn't that the idea?
I suppose.
Hey, come on. Let's see how this car's doing. Cathy! Cathy! Cathy!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You weren't in bed, were you?
No, I'm sorry. Owen knocked at the door just like that.
Yeah, of course.
He called my name, you know, over and over again.
He's not coming back, Cathy. I'm sure of that. But, well, it was thoughtless of me, I'm sorry.
No, don't be silly. I just didn't expect to see you again today.
I can only stop for an hour.
Of course, you must be so busy at the ball. Thanks for coming.
I just didn't like the thought of you being on your own for all of New Year's Eve.
Oh, Sid. Thank you.
Well, let me in then. We'll have a drink.
There we are now. Easy does it.
Not long now.
Here she is.
Oh, well done. Well done.
And a nice little heifer, too.
Oh, here you are, Mum. There's your baby.
Well, that didn't turn out too badly in the end, did it?
Well, you made it look easy.
The cow did most of the work. Hey, thanks for your help.
No, I didn't do much.
Well, it's always good to have company.
I'm glad there weren't any real complications.
Well, I didn't think there would be, but you never know.
No, you don't.
Ooh. Messed up your jeans a bit, I'm afraid.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I'm really glad I was here.
Oh, I'm glad you came.
Oh, look at them. I always love the way they get so close so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it always gives you a bit of a lift, no matter how many times you see it.
Yeah, it does.
Always makes me feel, I don't know, hopeful.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.